This is big. This might be my favorite guest of the entire year. You know, we talk to a lot of country stars in this show, but I want to talk to the guy, Corey Klosek, who going out on the opener of deer hunting season just a couple weeks ago. No, last weekend. And
got himself a gator.
Yes. And not only that, he is joining us on the show. It's his birthday, and we want to wish you a belated Happy Veterans Day, Corey.
Yes. Thank you.
So, Corey, take us through the deer hunt that netted you the gator.
Yeah, so a good friend of mine that actually owned the farm, her name's Lisa, that I was hunting on, she was actually my first call that I made to let her know. She was hunting with her granddaughter in a blind a few hundred yards away. We were all kind of hunting together out there. I called her and just said, you know, hey, there's an alligator back here in your pond. And she didn't believe me.
Wow.
They got out of their blind. They came back to me. We tried to get a rope from her house to try and, I don't know, lasso this thing and bring it up on shore. And it just wasn't working. The rope wouldn't sink. So we actually ended up getting her 22 from her house. And brought it down to dispatch it humanely. We called, after the DNR, I called my Cajun buddy from Louisiana, who lives up here now, Army buddy of mine, and he kind of walked me through the steps since he knew what to do. So
I love, Corey, I love you, man. Called up his Cajun buddy because he was trying to rope the gator, couldn't rope the thing. So.
it's the most Minnesota 2020 story the year.
So what do you do on your birthday? Do you celebrate with this gator? Do you got this thing mounted? Or what do we got going on these days, Corey?
Yeah, so the gator's actually, the hide is at the taxidermist. The meat's in my freezer. It's going to be a good day, though.
Have you dug up some gator recipes yet? Have you tried to figure out? Because I know it's like a fishy chicken tasting. We've had it actually before, and here we had it with an air fryer. Would not suggest that. But have you been sampling some gator recipes?
I have actually. I've been looking like crazy. I'm thinking I'm going to wait and do it in the springtime. Have a bunch of people over and do a real Cajun meal with the boiled crawfish and crab and all that sort of thing.
Somebody's pet, Corey. Yeah. Corey, what if that was somebody's pet out there? A little spiky. Yeah.
Corey went hunting, came across this 3-foot alligator, and called the DNR, and they said, take it out, you know, shoot it. And that upset a lot of people, Corey. Did that upset you that it upset a lot of people that you killed this little baby gator?
So I'm actually more upset at the irresponsibility of the pet owner. The fact that there was a gator was just a bonus on my day after harvesting a 10-point.
So what are you going to do today on your birthday? You've been in the news, you've been on TV, and you know, yesterday was Veterans Day, and today's your birthday, so how are you going to celebrate?
I think I'm going to do lunch today with my ma, and then probably dinner tonight with my wife and my son.
That's awesome. And what are their names, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, sure. My mom is Carrie, and my wife is Melissa. My son is Max.
That's great.
How old is Max?
Max just turned a year and a half a couple days ago. So
I need some dad advice, man. I'm having a daughter here in like a couple weeks.
Corey, it's a pleasure to have you. I know you listen to the show and listen to 102.9 The Wolf, and hello to everybody up there in Zimmerman. And, man, happy belated Veterans Day and happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for your service to our country, Corey. We appreciate you, man.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.